This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're open. Okay, I was going to say, so Evan Giddings filling in for Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky, Sam Lubman here. You guys are going to have to help me. I've never played this game before. We're going to do it live.
I'll do
whatever
it.
They say.
All
okay.
Right.
All right.
How you doing? It's Joe Shasky here, and I'm running the game show. We're playing America's favorite game. Do you believe that the Warriors can win a championship? We're in a full studio here at the Laughing Mug Studios in downtown San Francisco. Evan Giddings, step on up. You are contestant number one. For those that are playing along in their cars right now or at home, the number is 888-957-9570. Get in here. Dial it again one more time. 888-957-9570. Evan Giddings, I'll ask you, contestant number one, step on up, the kid from San Francisco wearing the All-Star cap. Do you believe the Warriors could win a championship?
Okay, first and foremost, that was incredible. I see why you guys love to play this game. And that was awesome. Do I believe they can win a championship? Yes. Yeah, I think they could win the championship. Absolutely. If they don't play the Denver Nuggets.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Please explain.
That's what I believe. What we saw last night is that is a team that is the Warriors' kryptonite. Now, the Warriors may not have to play Denver because I believe the Timberwolves are the Nuggets' kryptonite. And I think if there is a path that plays out that does not include that basketball team, the Warriors absolutely could run the West and win the championship.
That's a great answer. I like it. Well, now we've got a redhead from Concord, California. He's coming through the door. Sam Lubman. Sam, step right up. Tell everybody. You like long walks on the beach? Oatmeal and sausage in the morning? What else?
Oh, Lashes and I like believing in these Warriors. That's what I like to do.
All right, let me do the asking and you'll do the telling. Okay. Do you believe the Golden State Warriors could win the championship this year?
You know, guys, I said yesterday there are four teams that I believe have a legitimate claim to win the championship this year. The Celtics in the East, the Thunder, the Nuggets, and the Warriors in the West. I still stand by that. And the reason why I still stand by this Warriors team, we saw last night, it's Jimmy Butler. Jimmy freaking Butler. We all know that there's another level to his game that he could, you know, flip that switch, as we used to say, once the playoffs come around. And all this talk about, oh, I just want, you know, of Steph saying, oh, I just want meaningful basketball games. Please just give me meaningful basketball games. If we see this man with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green in the playoffs this year, yeah, I think that's another switch that'll be flipped. And if Jimmy and Steph are flipping their switches, you know, Draymond Green's flipping his switch. And you see one switch after another, kind of domino effects. You got a team that is very much ready to elevate its game in the playoffs against a bunch of teams that I don't know if they had that same elevation in them, unless, of course, it's the Denver Nuggets.
Way to take the steering wheel and drive us right off the road, Sam Lubman.
How many switches are at Chase Center?
Well, it's the Drake song. I just flipped the switch.
Okay, I'm going to need a different reference then. No switches there. But yeah, no.
Lots of switches.
There is another level to this team that I expect. And we saw last night the way that Jimmy Butler could take over games when he needs to.
Woo!
You've seen it happen in the playoffs a lot. He dragged the Miami Heat to two NBA Finals playing like that. When I see him doing that for the Warriors this summer or this spring going into the playoffs, yeah, no, I very much believe.
888-957-9570. We're firing on all cylinders this morning. I'm Joe Shasky in the Laughing Monk Studios, and we're playing America's favorite game. Do you believe that the Warriors can win a championship? Let's go out to a man who lives in Marin County. I think he's a Little League coach. Look is his nickname. Matt Nahegan, step right up. No asking. What's up, buddy?
No one cares about my opinion. I'm going to hit the 925 on the text board.
Oh, yeah.
888-957-9570.
Is that the text
for
line?
For the text board and the call-in. 925 says Buddy Hield is the key. If he's hitting threes, the Warriors can win it all.
Well, there we go.
This
it's unanimous.
From the 415, from what I've seen over the last 48 hours, OKC and Denver are just better teams right now. So I don't think that they can win a championship. Look, those are the two matchups I would not want to see if I'm the Warriors. But could they win a championship? Yes. And I do think that Sam is correct in the sense that the difference now, the different ingredient in the drink, the different little bit of zest in the gumbo pot, it is Jimmy Butler. It is Jimmy.
The zest is cayenne pepper, my friend. And that is a wrap for America's favorite game. Evan, you just won yourself a nice boat.
It was a nice boat. Well, I'll take any kind of boat at this point. Dude, it is
not
cold
the mystery box,
the
boat.
The mystery box is a boat.
Well, the problem is when you win the car, the boat, whatever.
We're just past crabbing season.
You get crushed on the taxes. Crushed.
I'm getting crushed on taxes no matter what.
Trust me, dog. Trust me. I have a big beef right now with the federal government in the state of California.
Oh, it's always about
especially
that
when I'm driving around and Caltrans is literally ripping up every inch of every road all across the state. It's a nightmare. There's potholes everywhere. It's ridiculous.
I got some streets in my neighborhood if they want to rip up, but that's fine. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Money time!
Do you believe?
Did you like my game show voice?
I did. No, honestly, that was great. And I appreciate you kind of, you know, just hugging me, bringing me into this segment. When did you guys come up with that? Right when Jimmy Butler got here?
Well, you know, me, the boss, Sam, you know, when you got three Menches just cutting it up.
Spadoni, too.
There's a lot of Spadoni as well. A lot of brainstorming that goes along. And, you know, it was a cumulus cloud, even though we're Odyssey.
That's a four. The thing about the do you believe game, that to me, it's all right. Like last night, to me, that's a necessary building block towards me believing that they can win a championship. What I mean is this. In the postseason, you're going to have duds. You're going to have games where you're let down. For example, when the Warriors won the championship in 2022, you remember the beatdown on Beale Street against Memphis?
Of course.
You remember they lost like by 50 points?
Yeah.
That was a game that is no longer remembered, will never be uttered about again, because it was a part of winning that series. And it was a part about getting to the next in the Western Conference Finals. That was the longest series they had to play. Six-game series, beat Memphis. I know that Ja was hurt, but the point is, you're going to take your lumps in the postseason. You're going to have games where we're going to come in here and overreact and say they can't beat this team, and they stink, and there's no way this team can win a title, and 48 hours later, the team's got to get back up off the canvas and go kick the other team's ass.
I view it as simple as this. It's all about adjustments and matchups and coaching strategy. Yes, does having the better players players matter? Part of what makes the playoffs, and why the Warriors have been so great, they have a list of high IQ players who can adjust to whatever the game strategy is. Hey, we've seen two games. Now we see what they like to do, and now we know what they want to do. We know who we can let off the hook on the three-point line, who we have to double, and when we have to double them. See, like, that's why, to me, I get it. Oklahoma City is a great regular season team. I hear everybody on that. But this is also a very young team that has failed to show anyone, because they've only been to the playoffs in one big run, that they can make the necessary adjustments and have the high IQ to be able to perform seven games after seven games after seven games and then get to the finals. That's how it works.
No, I think you're on it. The Warriors Wednesday is a Warriors Wednesday. Brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Let me take it a step further. I look at the Houston Rockets for a long time. Not necessarily the CP3 Rockets, but the Harden Rockets overall.
Yeah.
Great regular season team. When you play them on a one-off, the way that they play, that high pick and roll, they had Capella with the lobs, they had Gordon, they were shooting threes. When they come into your town and you don't really practice for them, you're not really studying, you got a kind of like a scouting report, and you just play them one time, it's tough to adjust to the way Harden wants to play ball, right? And it's tough to adjust to their lobs and their rolls and things like that. When you hunker down against them in a seven-game series and you study them, it's actually a really easy basketball to defend against, because you know, one guy with the ball, dribble, 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 dribble. Here comes the high pick, and we've got to figure out how we're going to rotate, whether we're going to hedge, you know, whatever. However we're going to play these pick and rolls. There's like six, seven, eight different ways that you can play them. It's a lot easier than the read and react system. With the way the Warriors play, though frenetic and it drives me nuts and creates a lot of turnovers, there's not a template to stopping it, because it's kind of, I'm seeing what you're doing, and we're just going to freelance based off that. It's like backyard basketball to a degree. So I view Oklahoma City as your turn, my turn. I've watched them a lot this year. They're a great team. And I think what they do in the regular season presents crazy problems. And I really like the Hartenstein, you know, acquisition for them, because he gives them a ruggedness. But what does he look like in a playoff series when you try to run him off and you're trying to, you know, get him in the action or get Chet Holmgren in that high pick and roll action? It's the same problem that Jokic has been in the last couple of playoff series. Teams are going to attack him in that high pick and roll, and they're going to wear him down. That's what's kind of, obviously, injuries and things like that for Denver. That's worn them down, and they're perpetually in help defense, Denver. So there's things that teams present during the regular season that when you carry over into a seven-game series, you just can't do all the stuff that really worked and was the key recipe ingredients for regular season success. There's 16-game players, then there's 82-game players, and sometimes they blend, but I think that there's a lot of teams that, like the Knicks, I don't really trust them in a playoff series. I like them in the regular season. I don't trust Cat.
No, and that's why I said earlier, I think the Warriors are a good team. I don't know yet if they're a great team, because the good teams win the game last night. The Knicks have not been able to beat good teams all year.
The Celtics have blown them out, it feels like, in every game.
But the next step is, can the Warriors be a great team? That's what you have to be to win a championship. I would say even to win multiple playoffs.
Yes!
To get to the Final Four, the Western Conference Finals, you have to be a great team. You know, Oklahoma City, to me, they scare me because of how well they defend.
Sure.
Their bucket getters are what they are, but they put clamps on people.
And they've got a lot of guys that can come in and get hot.
Denver is just the fact that, based on their size and the amount of physicality that they play with, I think it's a tough matchup for Golden State.
I would agree.
But to Golden State's credit, we've seen them now win by scoring 130. We saw them last night win by preventing Milwaukee from breaking 100. We've seen them win multiple ways. And I do think our caller, you know, was asking about Draymond Green. But defensively, down the stretch, Gary Payton II was able to make Damian Lillard's life very difficult. Someone like Draymond Green, over the course of the game, was able to make Giannis Antetokounmpo's life very difficult. So defensively, they are a different team now with Jimmy Butler. And I think they played like a better group because they're a little more heady.
They were, I believe, the last game that they won, that they held an opponent under 100. I want to say they were 15-4 at that time. And I think now they're 16-4 when they hold an opponent under 100.
Yeah.
They only have two wins when they don't score 100. So it's interesting. But like, OKC, I like the matchup. Acknowledging how great they are, I like the matchup. For whatever reason, the Warriors and the pace and the way that those games have played out. Now, granted, two of them were without Chet this year. I like the matchup for the Warriors. It's a good matchup. Denver, I can't run away fast enough from that matchup. Aaron Gordon brings the thing that I fear the most, that rugged, I eat offensive glass left and right. I referenced Tristan Thompson the other day. Tristan Thompson destroyed the Warriors, was not a good player, but he was a constant nuisance, and he would get second possessions, third possessions, fourth possessions. He would end possessions, and I think Aaron Gordon similarly presents the same problem to what the Warriors would face if they go up against them in Denver, and they've got shooters too.
Yeah, I mean, they have struggled to stop the Nuggets, even if the Nuggets aren't hitting threes.
Yes.
But also, the Warriors are a team that, you know, they didn't shoot a particularly great last night from three-point. They haven't been a great... I don't think that they're a great three-point shooting team. I don't even know if they're a good three-point shooting team.
Who's a good three-point shooter on the team?
Steph, Buddy, and QP. I mean, Moses has been a better three-point shooter.
Agree.
But he still has games like last night where he'll go 1 for 5.
And I think he hit 1-3 late in the Denver game, which the game was already decided. You're right. Kuminga's not a good three-point shooter. Butler's not.
I should say, Moody is a solid three-point shooter, but Buddy's the streaky one.
100%. And he drives us all crazy. I think the guy with the second-best form on the team is Quentin Post. That doesn't mean he's the second-best shooter, but I think he is. His form is beautiful. I love his form. I think you need to stay committed to playing him. I just view the regular season and the playoffs very, very different. There are some things that translate over, but there are certain teams. Like, great example, Rudy Gobert is great in the regular season, but when you can key on them and you can wear him down, you can play him off the floor in a playoff series.
But I think that's also, he's a matchup-based player.
Like, yes, yes.
He performs, I think, outside of Wembanyama, and this might sound crazy, I think he defends Jokic better than anyone I've seen.
Gobert?
Yes.
Yes!
Aside from Wembanyama.
I think Gobert is actually, we've criminally underrated how good he is because we hate on him so much.
And as much as, yeah, like you put him in action, you bring him out the perimeter, he's going to tap dance.
Yes.
But the fact that he can make life hell for the best player in the world means that he does something that's valuable. Like the Warriors, they don't have a Gobert to throw at a Jokic. Now, Gobert's going to get you hurt against other teams, and that's why I wouldn't want to pay him $40 million. But that's why the Warriors, what they've been able to do defensively for so long, has the linchpin of that has been Draymond Green.
Sure.
That's what we saw last night. And that's why I think that defensively, they still, alongside with Butler now, though Butler isn't laterally as quick as he used to be, as good of an on-ball defender, they now have two center fielders. And if Moody continues to play at this high level, Gary Payton II's been closing now, I think more so because of what he does on defense than on offense. That's a pretty good defensive lineup. And they've proved to me that they can get enough stops. Like, if they can get into a two-minute game against a team, it's a one-possession game. Mm-hmm. for the last couple of years, I would say, oh, God, well, I hope that they can pull this one out.
That's exactly the way I would feel.
Now it feels like, all right, they're going to figure out a way to get this game.
Yeah.
They're going to figure out a way to close this game.
Well, and I think that's where the offensive philosophy of being a little more methodical has to take count. Like I think the best sequence of a closing stretch was those two games where they ran a bunch of three-man action between Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy Butler. Wouldn't you agree that the kind of like running plays for Draymond out of the mid block with those two as the split action, or Jimmy on the block and Draymond and Steph as the split action, that's when they're at their best in the closing lineup.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.